the
Knob and Soul
podcast. Yes, welcome to March's podcast. I'm Lucy McNamara, and this podcast, I'll be talking to Speech from Arrested Development. We've got loads of new music too, from Charlie Bell, Lisbon, Shields and The Watchmakers. So Arrested Development formed in 1988, so they've seen some changes. And Speech, who I interviewed at Manchester Uni, talks really candidly about those changes. Now, I don't pretend to know a lot about hip-hop. In fact, I know very little. But, you know, I found Speech really inspiring. So if you're still struggling to place Arrested Development, think Everyday People. That was one of their songs, which I actually played you on last month's podcast, and Mr. Wendell. So is that ringing any bells? Let's hear from them.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Arrested Development. Here we go.
I'm tripping off of it because it's been about 30 years almost. Because we started off in 1987, and so as a group, and we came out in 1991 and in 1992. So it's been a long journey, a lot of great places, a lot of great awards, a lot of great music, and yeah, so we're excited about it. It's been good.
What was that time like? Because, you know, 30 years, long time, lots of changes, lots of world changes.
Definitely.
So what was it like in the industry at that time for you guys, just breaking in?
Well, the industry was very different than it is now. I mean, first of all, there was no internet, so you couldn't just release a record without a label. I mean, you needed to have somebody to put a record out. So hip-hop as well was very much still a baby, you know. I mean, we were at the beginnings of a lot of things that hadn't been done yet. And so, for instance, a hip-hop group with live instrumentation was only done by one group before us, and that was Stetsasonic. A hip-hop band having men and women in the same group, believe it or not, had not been done. One other group did it before us. They weren't as big, but they were called Funky 4 Plus 1. And having an elder in the group, never been done before. Having a group break out of the South in hip-hop and really do well. First, we were the first group to do that. So there's a lot of things that just weren't being done, and we were having to bring it to the table. So it was very, very amazing, a big adventure.
And so obviously, yeah, talking about hip-hop as it was then, has it changed, do you think? I mean, how has it changed, if it has?
Well, I think it's changed a lot. I mean, I think one of the things is, and on the good side, is that you can, if you make it in hip-hop, you have a chance to make way more money than the founders did. So like Kool Herc, Afrika Bambaataa, these brothers started hip-hop and just have never been able to capitalize on it monetarily like a Jay-Z or a Drake or a Lil Wayne or stuff like that. So that's one thing that's changed, is you can capitalize on it now monetarily. But second of all, I think that the music has become way more commercialized by corporate entities, where they're determining what kind of music they're going to push and what type of music they're going to promote, so that the scope of what hip-hop is has shrunk to pretty much one style of music that's being promoted heavily, and that's trap music, what we call trap music. And it's basically, you know, the only thing that really gets promoted. Everybody come on.
Test, I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friend.
friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say, up jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-X-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a D. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV, so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Is I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, holiday. Take a friend, a Master G, a Mount Melon is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Who's the show? I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is
gotta play you some old school hip hop. If the focus of this month's podcast is Arrested Development, it would be rude not to. Don't you agree? This is the Soul of the North podcast, out monthly as part of the Northern Soul website, which tells of all things Northern, and not to be confused with the music movement, of course. Visit the website northernsoul.me.uk for news and reviews and some great photos. Now, I recently went to the Victoria Baths in Manchester off Hathersage Lane. There was a vintage market there, so I thought, yeah, you know, I'll kill two birds with one stone, as I'd wanted to see the building for ages, and, you know, it did not disappoint. It is well worth a visit. So it's a Grade 2 listed building, if you don't already know, and it opened to the public in 1906. It then closed in 1993. Now, ever since then, the Friends of Victoria Baths and the Victoria Baths Trust have been campaigning to save the building and to reopen the Turkish baths and at least one of the pools. It would be so fantastic, you know, if it were to reopen, because it's such a magnificent building. Anyway, the vintage market was pretty good. I purchased a rather rare piece of pink vinyl, have to say it in that way. I don't know why. If you go onto my Twitter at Lucy_McNamara, there is a photo of the said pink vinyl. Now, I'm sure you want to know what vinyl, or rather who it was, I got. Well, it's this, Squeeze and Cool for Cats, another classic from 1979 this time.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like Al's your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. change the mood a little. I've been posing down the pub, I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I give a little muscle and I spend a little cash, but all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had, and everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat. Cool for cats. Questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat, but it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
About peace, love, unity, having fun. It's like it's supposed to be about the pillars of what hip-hop is meant to be. Turntablism, you know, some graffiti, beatboxing, breakdancing, rhyming, DJing. So these things are the things that hip-hop's supposed to be about. We've gotten away from those foundations and we need to pull it back. I think we need to not even really pull it back. I think we need to go forward but remember the foundation.
Now, we've just talked a bit about the industry changing, but, you know, the band will have changed, obviously, through that, and changed as in your lives will have changed. I mean, yeah. You know, in 30 years, people have families that, you know, yeah. Talk us through some of that.
It is an amazing change, especially for music that's known as such a youth music, you know. The truth is, some of the biggest hip-hop artists are all over 40, you know what I mean? You look at Jay-Z, you look at Lil Wayne. I think Lil Wayne's either approaching 40 or he's over 40. The truth is, it's ironic, but it's known as a youth music, but some of the best players in this game are really, they're older people, and they have families, they got homes, and I think that that's right, because rock music had to grow up, you know, hip-hop has to grow up, and jazz music grew up, you know, blues music has to grow up. It's just a natural part of life, that if you've spent your whole life creating music in a certain genre, you're not going to stop just because you hit the age 40. You know, you're going to want to continue on because that's what you do. It's in your blood. It's in your bones.
And so obviously through that time you'll have met some challenges. I mean, are there any that sort of stick out that you've really had to overcome?
Well, for me personally, I've had to overcome the balance because, you know, you want to do music, but then as you get older and you decide to have a family, you decide to get married and really have that experience in life of marriage, of raising children, I've had to make a decision to have balance, you know, like to, am I going to put the music above all those other things when all of those things mean a lot to me, you know? So I think most musicians I meet have that same struggle as to, you know, how am I going to be a family person that I want to be, but at the same time stay as passionate as I about music as I used to be when I was 19, 20, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, because, I mean, the nature of touring is it takes you away from your family for long periods of time. And how do you sort of, how do you all cope with that?
For me personally, I bring my family with me. And so I bring my wife with me, she's my road manager. I bring my daughter with me, she films everything.
Oh, I didn't realise that's your daughter sat here with us.
Yeah.
How rude of me, I'm so sorry. Oh, so I see how this works. This works well.
And usually my son is with me too. He's off in college right now, but so I bring my family with me.
And has it always been like that?
Yeah, pretty much since they were born. They've been coming on tour. You know, my philosophy has been, if we're going to be out on tour for more than 2 weeks, then we're going to bring our family, you know. Mm. And so they come.
Now, you're big in Japan, aren't you?
Yeah,
big everywhere. But Japan has been a special place.
We're big in Japan. Well, like right now, we get a lot of love in Japan, Australia, and Canada. But Japan, above everything, has been the most accepting of our music since the beginning. So like our first album, 3 years, 5 months, 2 days, and the Life Of, went really well over there. It went gold. And then our second album went gold, but it sold more copies than the first. And then I started doing solo material, and the group stopped for a while. All of my albums did better than all the AD stuff. So it's like, what I love about Japan is it's allowed me, in particular, to be the type of artist I always wanted to be, which was consistently evolving, consistently releasing music that's challenging and stuff like that.
Things that I don't us there becomes so much by the ocean blue, in which we plunge into worlds we find new, where we can dive into euphoria. I'll take you any color, you're my lover, we can swim how far. So please, let me, please, let me be.
Lisbon Blue Love, this four-piecer from Whitley Bay. So being from that neck of the woods, they play a lot in the northeast, so like Middlesbrough, where my lovely dad is from, in fact, Stockton, Hartlepool. But they are playing in Leeds on the 29th of March, so you can catch them there at Oporto. Also catch up with where they're going to be on their website, which is wearelisbon.com. I'm Lucy McNamara. You're listening to March's Soul of the North podcast. Just before Lisbon, I played you some more new music. This time, it was from Charlie Bell. Now, they're an Austin, Texas-based trio who, by their own admission, deliver a welcomed update of the 90s English alternapop sound on their debut EP, Get to Know. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Do you agree? More new music on the way from the Watchmakers with Illumination.
Thank you. and your stuff, it's never mattered to me. If only you would let it go and see. How could you do this?
That was Shields and Mezzanine. They played the Six Music Festival in Newcastle last month, actually, and they are on Glastonbury's Emerging Talent playlist. So big things for those guys. For more info, go to behindshields.com, which is their website. Before that, you heard Manchester band The Watchmakers with Illumination. Well, we're at the end of March's podcast with the wonderful Arrested Development. They've been so cool. Spread the word about this podcast, share it with your friends, and follow me, Lucy McNamara, on Twitter at Lucy_McNamara. That's MCNAMARA. If you fancy being interviewed by me, drop me a line on Twitter. If you have any music suggestions, please let me know. This is a PRS licensed podcast, so we can play your music. Next month, I'll be talking to Seattle Yacht Club and finding out what their desert island discs are. Oh, yes. Don't miss it, out middle of April. But finally, let's have our last instalment from Arrested Development.
I'm ready. Okay. Let me check it out.
Yo, man.
If life is a river, I call this one out.
Okay.
Go ahead, man. But what I've heard from a lot of the Japanese, because I talk to them a lot, and they say it's our melodic style that they like a lot. And then I do a radio show in Japan called Musical Safari, and so every week, every Friday, at 7 o'clock on one of their big stations called Inter FM, my music show, Musical Safari, goes on. And it's like, you know, I DJ, I spin, and I talk, you know. So I'm very connected into that culture.
And you do that remotely, obviously.
I do. I do it from home in Atlanta, and I send it off to the station.
That's really cool. I mean, that's amazing that we can do things like that now.
Yeah, technology has been amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of this tour, you're obviously in the UK to tour. How did that all come about? Was it just time to do it? Do you think?
Honestly, we're not very calculated with tours. We wait for somebody to say that they want us and we go, you know. But we're very busy back home. So me in particular, I work with a company that I'm now the president of their music division, and it's a company called U42. It's a music company, and we get great musical content to stream over the internet. And it won't be out until September of this year, so it's gonna be a while before it launches. But I've been really busy working on that. And so when we get offers for tours, we decide if the money's right, and if it's right, we'll go do it. We really don't have a strategy for touring. It's not like, okay, it's time to do the UK. It's like more so, you know, are they asking for us? And if they're asking for us, we'll come.
Well, then I guess, yeah, because you know they want you and they want to come and listen.
Well, yeah, we want that to be the case. You know, we want people to respect who we are and what we've done and want to come see us. You know, sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes it is. Depends on the market, you know.
Thousands of years ago, donkeys were Lexuses and camels were Land Cruisers. And even then, they were still winners. You had your everyday losers. People that didn't even want to make the fight happen. Yeah. This beat here.
And what's kind of next? I mean, you briefly touched on it, but where are the band going over the next year or so?
Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting, some things that are going on. But for the band, this trip to the UK has given me new inspiration for a new record for the band. For those that don't know, we released a free album a couple years ago called Standing at the Crossroads. You can get that for free. It's online. Our website is arresteddevelopmentmusic.com. Just get that for free. That sort of can tide you over until September. We'll release a new record for Arrested Development. I'm releasing a new solo album with a band from Japan called the Yoshida Brothers. And that album is called Koenji. And really, really great record. Yoshida Brothers are classically trained shamisen players, and they play, the shamisen is like a Japanese guitar,
right.
And they're classically trained. It's a brilliant record. You'll love that. And then I did another collaboration project with K.O. He's a producer that did T.I., Jay-Z, Lil' Kim, Snoop Dogg. Me and him got together, did a project together. It sounds very unique, very weird for Arrested Development and him, or me and him to do that together. Mm-hmm. And so we'll release that. That's called Wawabama. And that comes out in September. So a lot of good stuff is coming out for us in September.
A big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Asked to pull my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wyndham. Asked his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wyndham. Go ahead, Mr. Wynn. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to diss society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far, and we got too far, cause on him we walk. Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I bid you dignity to stand with pride, realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell.